The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The articles in this episode are from BlackEnterprise.com, and the first one is titled, TV's Funny New quote-unquote It Man, Kalen Allen is on a mission to spread joy. While he may no longer be filming the Ellen DeGeneres show, Allen still finds himself in front of the camera and his calendar full. In addition to working with Food Network, filming a Netflix movie, working on a new Christmas album, co-hosting the Raised by Ricky Lake podcast alongside Ricky Lake, and countless brand deals, Allen is also in the process of getting a master's degree in journalism at NYU, along with taking a certificate program through the Juilliard Extension Program. He has a packed schedule, but makes it all work seamless. He recalls filming an episode of Supermarket Stakeout, leaving the set and joining class immediately after. It's just how I know how to operate. It's who I've been ever since I was a kid. When I was a kid, I was doing musicals, I was doing plays, I was president of the NAACP Youth Council in my community, I was on student boards. I was doing all those things. It's just how I naturally function. I was in dance classes, I was in voice lessons, like all those things. So, I think I'm really just doing what I know how to do. Everybody looks at it and they're like, I don't know how you do it all. Or, wow, that's a lot. You are sure you won't get burnt out? And I'm like, I'm just doing what I know how to do. I'm just being me. I'm just doing me. Allen is used to being involved in many things simultaneously and has worked for everything he has. The next article is titled, Former Super Bowl Champion Ryan Mundy Creates Mental Health Platform for Black People. Ryan Mundy began his career playing for his hometown team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he won a Super Bowl, playing 8 seasons in the NFL. He also played for the New York Giants and the Chicago Bears. Despite a successful career in the NFL, Mundy battled mental health issues and decided to create a mental health platform for Blacks. I saw a trend in the marketplace as it relates to verticalized care, Mundy explained. I was seeing platforms for men, platforms for women, platforms for the LGBTQ community, etc. But I didn't see a platform that was explicitly focused on folks who looked like me, Mundy said during an interview with Entrepreneur. In 2020, Mundy launched Alchemine Health, which provides resources for suicide prevention or for people who simply need someone to speak with, as well as other resources. There's a lot of inequity in healthcare, Mundy said. Our community is at an outsized risk for every chronic disease and illness in the book. So how do you take the first swing at that? Alchemine Health also offers mental health videos and courses from Black psychologists and therapists, along with meditation tools and exercises. Additionally, Alchemy, spelled A-L-K-E-M-E, host regular live streamed events led by clinical professionals when something traumatizing like another police shooting happens to the Black community. I'm always reminding myself and the team that this is a marathon, Mundy said, particularly doing what we are doing. There are not many companies out there that have the aspirations that we have. Sometimes we jokingly say we're going where no company has gone before because nobody out there is doing what we are doing, quite like we're doing it. During an interview with Essence, shortly after his 2016 retirement, Mundy said, "I was physically hurt and I was emotionally hurt, and so I left the game wounded. I've always been a football player. It's done so much for me. It has been my life. I left the game so hurt, and I was mad and upset and jaded. That initial transition out was not good for me on multiple levels, and it really kind of set the course for how I got here today." Recently, Mundy's company partnered with McDonald's to provide a mental health course for HBCU students. Students who received the 2023 McDonald's Black and Positively Golden Scholars Scholarship will also get a free subscription to Alchemine Gold for 1 year. The next article is titled, "Missouri Prosecutor Wesley Bell Wants Dibs at the Senate Seat in 2024. Black Democrat and Missouri Prosecutor Attorney Wesley Bell wants Republican Senator Josh Hawley's seat. The leader in criminal justice reform gave his reasons for wanting to be elected to the statewide office. Among them, Bill said in a campaign video, "We need leaders who try to help, unlike Josh Hawley, who's in a rush to be famous and pretending to be tough while showing the world how weak he really is," said the attorney, 48, referencing a viral photograph of Hawley. The Republican senator was captured on camera on the anniversary of January 6, 2021, riots raising his fist, according to NBC News. The gesture was meant to symbolize solidarity with Trump supporters at the Capitol. The prosecutor was a key figure in the protest that followed the tragic death of Michael Brown. Bell proclaimed it was a turning point for him. He told the Associated Press, "When the city, the region, the country seemed like it was ready to explode, I helped calm tensions between police and protesters." He said in his campaign video that he was raised to take responsibility for making a difference in the world. The Democrat expressed how he served on the front lines after Brown was killed. The St. Louis County native physically positioned himself between residents and police to mediate. He said, "In Ferguson, that meant trying to help calm tensions between police and protesters." Bell's father was a police officer, and according to his campaign website, Bell has taken the lead to ensure law enforcement is held accountable. His efforts have included creating a violent crimes unit dedicated to domestic violence and auto theft task force and the North County Police Cooperative. His expansion of diversion programs for low-level nonviolent offenders struggling with mental health issues and opioid and substance abuse disorders succeeded at 90% rate. The next article is titled, Chi-Town's Own Damar Brown Wins 2023 James Beard Award for Emerging Chef. The culinary world is keeping a close eye on this black chef. Damar Brown, chef de cuisine at Virtue Restaurant in Chicago, has won the 2023 James Beard Award for Emerging Chef. It's a huge honor. It's like the Oscars of the food world, Brown, a chef for 13 years, told Chicago's CBS 2. He also described the path that brought him here. I've never been able to cook food like this. The food that I grew up eating, the food that I saw my grandmother cooking, he said. I've also never gotten to cook for somebody who looked like me. The Southside Chicago chef said on his Instagram, to say I was grateful would be an understatement. I am beyond blessed to be surrounded by an unwavering team that doesn't flinch. Together we get it done. This is for us. He credited the women in his life for introducing him to the kitchen. Yeah, I was raised by three wonderful women, he said. My mother, Trina, my aunt, Inga, and my grandmother, Arlena. They kept tight rings on me, so I would be in the kitchen next to them and helping them peel potatoes and picking green beans and all that kind of stuff. But success won't get to his head. I really focus on not letting my highs get too high or my lows get too low, Brown told the outlet. Black chefs followed a recipe for success at this year's James Beard Awards. Rashida Holmes and Charlie Mitchell were also named finalists for the Emerging Chef Award, and Serigini Mbaye was named a semi-finalist. The black-owned restaurant where Brown works was also honored last year at the James Beard Awards. Owner and chef of Virtue Restaurant, Eric Williams, was named Best Regional Chef, according to Eater. Olivia Watkins and Karen Washington of the Black Farmers Fund were among the 25 people of color who won a James Beard Award this year. The next article is titled, 60-year-old personal trainer events revolutionary all-in-one push-up bar for home and commercial gyms. E. Earl Jenkins, the founder and CEO of Core Champion, a health and wellness company specializing in fitness training equipment, accessories, apparel, and supplements, has launched the Core Champion Push-Up Bar, taking fitness to the next level. Jenkins, who is 60 years young, is the clever inventor of this patent, one-of-a-kind apparatus. He's also a National Academy of Sports Medicine and Athletics and Fitness Association of America certified personal fitness trainer and the founding pastor of a church in Hamilton, New Jersey. He focuses on being in his best shape spiritually, physically, and mentally while helping others that strive for the same goal. His motto is, be fit forever. We know we are not going to live forever, but until that time comes, we can be fit, healthy, and in great shape if we choose to take care of ourselves. I believe what you give your body, it will respond to it, be it good or bad, he says. The Core Champion Push-Up Bar is the most compact, multifaceted fitness equipment to impact the fitness industry in decades. It is uniquely designed to develop and strengthen the total body while targeting the core and chest. After training for 35 plus years with dumbbells, I suffered a tear in my elbow. I invented the Core Champion push-up bar to increase the metabolic and core strength using our intrinsic body weight. The patented multi-grip design reduces the risk of sprains and joint pain, Jenkins explains. Although Jenkins' target audience age is between 25 and 45, the Core Champion push-up bar is universal and can be used starting age 8 up to senior years. Jenkins, who was also a senior fitness specialist and youth exercise specialist, had all ages and fitness levels in mind while designing the bar. The bar is sturdy, solid, and holds up to 300 pounds, providing an all-in-one unit that can be used for 100 plus exercises. Until now, fitness enthusiasts would need as many as 10 different pieces of fitness equipment to accomplish what this one is designed to do. With so many advancements in home gyms, Core Champion is seizing the moment to compete with other fitness equipment suppliers across the country by offering something that excels in quality, price, and satisfaction. Made in the USA, the Core Champion push-up bar offers premium fitness to beginners, enthusiasts, and professionals alike that are looking to add to their home gym. Commercial gyms and trainers can also use it to save money on gym equipment and space. Jenkins, who was inspired by athletes Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson, states a short, focused workout with the Core Champion push-up bar will leave you feeling energized and accomplished. I believe the bar is a testament that through education, dedication, and exercise with the right equipment, we can all attain our highest level of wellness. Jenkins has secured a domestic manufacturing deal that will put the Core Champion push-up bar in retailers, gyms, and homes all around the world. The next article is titled Wayfair to Home Threads, and Tony Grant is the man behind $30 million Black-owned furniture brand. A former general manager for an online home marketplace giant acquired a $30 million furniture company. CEO of Home Threads and former Wayfair corporate employee Anthony Grant believes he can grow the multi-million dollar online home furniture store to a multi-billion dollar platform. In an interview with Gravy, Grant said, "There is a big market for home furniture." Grant commented on the growth potential of Home Threads. "This particular platform that we have, I honestly think it's a multi-billion dollar platform." He told Gravy, "Most recently, I purchased a home company in the home furnishing, home decor, and home improvement space." He said about the transaction, "It's combined a lot of passions that I've had over the last almost 40 years. It's combined a lot of the work that I did as a strategy consultant." According to Afrotech, Home Threads brought in $30 million in revenue as of June 13, 2023. "There has been a lot of inputs that led to this point," Grant further stated in the video interview. Grant reflected on his skill set in his journey and said, "It took years for me to get to that realization of looking into the mirror and saying, okay, this is what you're actually good at, he added. This is what you've been prepared to do. Go and take advantage of this opportunity, which matches your skill set and relationships. The Los Angeles native said his path to entrepreneurship was shaped at an early age and that he had created side companies throughout his schooling from elementary to college. After college, Grant worked as a consultant, advising and investing in technology companies and on the side of business and product development. Before making his big venture, Grant also worked as a general manager at Wayfair. He said, that was when I really went from being an internal strategist or part of a machine to really turning the dial, being able to see what happens interacting with customers and suppliers. Grant attended the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania and continues to reach new heights throughout his storied career. The next article is titled, Black-owned social platform is coming for Twitter's spot. Plans to protect minority groups against cyberbullying. A new social platform launched by Alfonso, quote, unquote, Fonz Terrell and Tavarius Brown Spill uses artificial intelligence, AI, and blockchain technology to fish out hatred and abuse toward Blacks and other minority communities. The app was recently added to Apple's App Store, according to Afrotech. Terrell said in an interview, our thesis was if we could build a platform from the ground up that caters to these groups, these culture drivers, and then solve the core problems that they're facing, that our community is facing more specifically, that would make for a better experience for everyone. The founders used AI and blockchain technology to build a system that detects unwelcome activity on the platform. Terrell told Afrotech that a better user experience requires all to get into the rooms to take the reins of these new systems, whether blockchain or AI. We know by now it's a misnomer that these technologies are objective. He continued, they get coded in with either human behaviors from the people designing them or the data they get trained. It's really important to have different perspectives building these platforms now. Black women face the most hate online, according to Terrell. He stated, everybody who's in Black Twitter or any of these other communities knows that it's powered by Black women. Setting all the trends and all that is part of that, but also getting way more hate than any other group. Spill is also a safe haven for LGBTQ plus users. If you're queer, you are in certain historically targeted groups overseas. It's awful to be online and be on social, Terrell added. Spill recognizes that Black social media app users are often not credited for starting trends and viral moments online. The social platform aims to pay users for viral moments. Although Terrell said it may not be an easy task on the compensation part, it's definitely not an easy thing to solve from jump. Black Enterprise previously covered the former Twitter employees' new launch and their primary focus in ensuring it serves as a safe space for Black Twitter users. Right now, the app is accessible by invite only. The next article is titled, Waffle House Workers on Strike in South Carolina Over Security Issues. In the morning of July 8th, workers at a Waffle House in Columbia, South Carolina, walked out of the popular breakfast stop and picked up signs to protest their working conditions. The strike is set to last for 3 days as employees protest a variety of issues regarding their safety and wages they feel management undermines. The walkout is supported by the locally founded Union of Southern Service Workers, created to uplift low-wage workers across the food and service industries. They are urging for more frequent on-site security, regulated scheduling, and the suspension of mandatory check deductions for meals eaten or not eaten during shifts. Long-standing employee Marshawna Parker, who has worked for Waffle House for over 2 decades, told the state there's no excuse for the lack of proper security to ensure safety for workers. While a security guard is present on weekend nights, Parker believes the constant shootings on the premises require security 24/7, the same as the casual food chain's operating hours. In regards to meal deductions, Waffle House takes out a fee ranging from $3 to $6 for every shift meal, whether or not the employees utilize the food option. The mandatory deductions are not fair to the workers, stating that they would like the meal deductions to be opt-in only. The issues of pay deductions and safety are not solely the Columbia location's problem, as other Waffle House restaurants across South Carolina have been exposed to violent incidents such as shootings as well. Waffle House across the nation have been marred by fights and shootouts, as even detailed in the New York Times, but the Columbia-based employees are taking a stand against the gaps in security that encourage it. However, before the strike commenced, the employees did voice their concern in a petition sent to upper management on July 1st. However, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.